like a god walking amongst mere mortals.
Go get it, dog.
I'm a man.
He had a voice that could make a wolverine purr.
I'd be sitting on a firecracker.
And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo.
It's a fantastic day
for the United States of America.
It's a Bill King Show.
Red 7!
I don't know what Red 7 means.
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. Fifth Avenue, downtown.
Hot rock! That's what we call a sack lunch!
They do have a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
Castration time.
No, this is Coach. I lost my balls. I can't find my balls.
No balls of steel.
No balls.
Can we get some balls around here?
I'm telling you, the boy ain't got a set.
Dadgummit, Bill. He ain't got no balls.
Say it! Say it!
I'm a fan and I'm a woman. Doesn't have the balls. No balls at all.
Is she right?
Ah!
Bill's Balls of Steel.
All right, here we go. Doug DiBiase has the first entry here. Balls of Steel. He says, BOS, Balls of Steel to Drew Brees. Great player, but Bill, even better person. In 2000, after Purdue's last-second loss to Penn State, Brees came to the press conference. Before talking about the game, he took time to wish Adam Taliaferro the best in his recovery from the paralyzing hit the week before. A total class act. So Crazy Charlie, Balls of Steel, Drew Brees.
Bill's Balls of Steel.
Yeah, that was. That was cool. And again, if you haven't seen it, just go to Twitter. It's all over Twitter. And it's Brees and Brady talking after the game in street clothes. And Brady is throwing a pass to one of the Brees boys, young kids, there in the New Orleans Dome, Superdome. He's just chilling and talking with the family and everything. It's just a touching moment. Just a touching moment. Crazy Charlie, a no balls of steel to Kentucky basketball. I tried to watch a little of that game versus Auburn this weekend on Saturday. This is as bad as I've ever seen Kentucky basketball play. This team right here and a bunch of Johnny Five Stars on it that I can remember literally in the history of Kentucky basketball. So I guess where we're going is, Crazy Charlie, no balls of steel.
Doesn't have the ball. No balls at all.
It is awful. Bruce's team isn't that good either. Now, he's got the Cooper kid at point is fantastic. He literally, in that game on Saturday, and again, I watched maybe on and off half of it. It wasn't viewable. He could get the ball to the rim anytime he wanted. I saw him come down. Here was Auburn's offense. Not every play. But anytime he wanted. And I saw him do this maybe five times in a row in a college game. Bring the ball down at point guard. Dribble around like some out-of-control point guard. You know, they get mad if you dribble too much and all that, right? Dribbling too much is a bad look. It's not good basketball. This guy would dribble around and then get to the rim against the whole Kentucky team. Every time. And either made the play, it was either an and one, or he got fouled and he was at the free throw line shooting too. He could do it every play the whole night if he wanted to against Kentucky. That's how bad it was. I know a lot of you don't want to hear this, but in the SEC, if Kentucky sucks, you ain't got a league. You can't have Kentucky as horrible as they are right now and be a respected entity in basketball. Your other brands don't carry squat. Kentucky is your brand. You may hate them. I get it. Some of you don't like Kentucky. That's fine. I'm just telling you, as a brand, you're nothing without Kentucky. Their history is more than all of you combined. And their history is recent, too. It's not just, what do you think Adolph Rupp did back in the day? That's not their history. when they are that bad, that putrid, it is terrible for your league. It'd be like Alabama being just garbage in football. That's what the similarity would be. What if Alabama wasn't winning all these championships? What if Alabama's football team this year was 10 games, 3-7? You think Birmingham's happy about that? You think Birmingham would be good with that? You know what? It's a league comprised of 14 teams. It's not just Alabama. We've got Vanderbilt. We've got Ole Miss. We've got Mississippi State. We've got Kentucky. We're all just in this together. It doesn't have to be Alabama. You're right. Now, again, it doesn't have to be Alabama, but they can't be garbage in football. Your league is better off when they're right. Ohio State can't be garbage in the Big Ten in football. It's terrible for your league. They need to be really, really good. They need to be leading. They don't have to win it every year, no, but they need to be a threat almost all the time, which they are. You can't have that. So that's how bad Kentucky basketball is, just putrid. Golden Domer, Bill, did you see the comments from De'Aaron Fox about John Calipari? Said that he does not care about wins and losses, only about player development and putting them in the NBA. I didn't see. Now, I saw where Fox had a game here the other night where he had like 43 or something. What a lefty point guard he was for Kentucky. Wow. Kentucky doesn't have a point guard that is worthy of being mentioned with De'Aaron Fox. Wow. There's not a point guard within a 100-mile. Heck, is the point guard at Louisville good? I don't know. It is bad. This kid they've got at point guard right now, Askew, is that his name? He reclassified a year early, and he is not. Now, he had a couple of moments where he's getting to the rim late in that game, but they don't have a player on that team that could shoot literally in an empty gym with nobody watching. Just shooting, just working on your shot. They don't have a player to make that shot. It's that bad. And all of them, almost all of them, are Johnny Five-Star. Rod, a Buckeye in Texas, has a nomination. Crazy Charlie says, Balls of Steel to Urban Meyer for rapid recovery. Also, what Kentucky basketball needs to fix their issues is a good old-fashioned barbecue. So, Balls of Steel, Urban Meyer, Crazy Charlie.
Bill's Balls of Steel.
Urban, here's what happens to Urban Meyer. I've explained to you ad nauseum his issue. He's got a mass in his brain that they say is inoperable. But here's the thing. It's not a threat either. It's not cancerous. He's had operations, an operation before on it. But, and it only flares up when he gets hyper, meaning as a coach. In his regular life, with the family or doing his TV Fox work, everything's fine. So here's what happens to him. He coaches, again, he goes back to Ohio State, and actually he keeps it. Think about this now. He took that job in 12, and it lasted all the way to what, 18? I mean, he was there a while. And it didn't really act up until the end. It went years and years, even coaching now. And it did not bother him until the last year or so there, which would have been, I guess, the 18 season. Got really bad that year, though. Remember, again, the Purdue game. There's two guys, one on each side, holding him up. He's about to drop right there on the field. When it acts up, it's really bad. It only acts up when he gets Piper, right? When he's coaching and it's intense. So here's what happens. Now, he retired for a couple things. The President Drake thing and that whole mess of last year led to this, too. But the health was part of it, just like it was at Florida. And he gets out. So this time he gets out. Last time he got out, he worked for ESPN a little bit. This time he gets out and he starts working for Fox. He's doing a heck of a job for them, by the way. And he feels great. I mean, life is just wonderful. He looks good. He's in fantastic shape. He's healthy. That brain thing is not an issue. Feels fantastic. And after a couple of years of that, meaning now the coaching hunger never goes away for him. The need to coach never goes away. He just fights, right? And the family doesn't want him coaching. Shelley's made it very clear. The girls and the son, they don't need him coaching. But after a couple of years, he just can't take it. And he's felt so good for so long. He you know, you just get that feeling of invincibility. So eventually, the addiction, which is the need to coach, that is a thing, by the way. It is a real thing. Nothing wrong with it, necessarily. Wins. And Jacksonville comes at him with a lot of money, a lot of resources, all these draft picks and all this hope. And they sell the right things and he's done. Now, Texas couldn't do that. Texas could offer him the world, too. Texas got resources that are crazy, right? That didn't do it for him, but this Jacksonville thing did. So that's what happens to him. It's hard to overcome, y'all. I'm just telling you. All right. West Coast Sooner, we'll get him before the break here. Good morning, sir.
If that Urban Meyer seizure or brain thing is real, Bill, I think he's going to have a ton of seizures on the sideline in Jacksonville.
A 1-15 team, and I don't know, pretty boy can massage your scalp a little bit, make it feel better.
Yeah, I'm not buying any of that with him, but that's another story. But I just wanted to call in. It was a great season. I'm glad we got to play. I was reading over the way too early stuff. A lot of people have different articles, but my favorite one is probably Mark Schlabaugh for ESPN. I think he's a pretty solid guy. And he ranked my Sooners number 3 preseason, and that's some high expectations, but I think this year we should be able to live up to those expectations. What do you think?
24-7, we had one earlier we were doing, and they got you in the Final Four. They've got you as a 4 seed. I believe they got Clemson 1, Bama 2, Bucks 3, Oklahoma 4. You play Clemson in the semis, you lose, but you're in it. You're in the semis. Bama and the Bucks play. Bama wins. It's Clemson-Bama again.
Okay. Well, I mean, I think this year is a put-up-or-shut-up time for Lincoln Riley. He's got his quarterback now. We replaced a couple guys on the offensive line, a couple going to the draft. But I think overall our offense should be pretty solid. We have a lot of receivers back. Marvin Mims, the big stellar freshman, he's going to have some experience now. And then the defense, this is going to be third year for Alex Grinch, and he's got some guys in there. We have majority of our secondary coming back, big guys on the defensive line. We have to replace a couple linebackers, but I think we should be okay. I think this year we should make a run for it. I think all the excuses are out the window. It's put up or shut up time for him. What do you think?
Well, now it depends on what you mean. They're not going to fire him. He's safe. He's incredibly safe right now. But you're saying it needs to be a year where they're back. I think one of the most untold stories, and it's not gotten the publicity that it should, is the defense turnaround at Oklahoma this year, which was noticeable. I mean, it wasn't just a fairy tale of, okay, they played good in this one game. Once they got fixed after those early losses, that defense made a remarkable turnaround. And I hope that is the new future, so to speak. I hope that is what we're looking at. If that's the case, then I think they're back in the playoffs because that is the program in the Big 12. I don't think year one Sark's going to take the world by surprise. At Texas, that's going to take a little time. And I'd be shocked if they're not a huge contender to be back in it. I'd be surprised.
Yeah, I think Alabama's the standard. They've proved that time and time again. I think it's just time for us to take that next step, because we keep getting to the playoff and we keep coming up short. So I think this year he's got his team. It's been this is what, year five under him coming up. So I think now's the time for him to take that next step, improve himself, and beat one of the upper echelon teams.
Is are any of the coaches on staff at Oklahoma the same that were there when you coached there, when you were working there?
Pretty much the entire offensive staff is still intact. So I think with him, he needs to just prove himself with all the culmination of his talent being there, his guys on offense. And then he brought in all the defensive guys for himself. So I think he handpicked a lot of these guys. So I think it's time to.
Was there an overlap with you and Lincoln Riley? Were y'all there together?
Yeah, I was there two seasons.
Okay.
For Mayfield. Yeah, two seasons with him. So I mean, I think with him now, he's got everything in place the way he wants. So
right.
What's he going to do with it? I think he needs to prove that he can be elite, because everyone talks about his offense and everything every year, but it keeps coming up short in the playoffs. So I think now is the time that he's going to use all of his pieces and get it done. So I was talking to some roommates of mine from college, and we're just like, this is a big year for him. If he can't get it done with all this talent, I don't think he's ever going to get it done.
West Coast Sooner, stay in touch, good friend.
Appreciate it, Bill.
Have a good day. Yeah, West Coast Sooner out in Los Angeles was there, not, as you can tell, not long ago. He was there as a student, and he worked with the football team while he was there. We'll take the break. Balls of Steel nominations, if you have any. I've got a couple to get to here. And we've got plenty of room for others if you want to post them on Twitter at Bill S. King. We're presented by the Omni Nashville Hotel.
Despite what Bill may say, targeting is not the communist plot, but I am willing to entertain offers. You are listening to the Bill King Show, brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning, all in all, not too bad as far as interstate accidents out here. 65 still looks good down past Trinity Lane, where normally that would be running a little bit slow. Traffic's on the increase at times. It appears there on I-40 coming past the airport through Hermitage, Donaldson. Now it's better than it was 15, 20 minutes ago on 24 East at Whites Creek Pike from that earlier collision. Check out the Andre Chicken Sandwich, now available at Princess Hot Chicken, 5814 Nolensville Pike. I'm Commander Chuck, your on-time traffic.
Hey guys, it's Zach from Millennial Sports Mornings here to talk to you about Hayes Nissan of Rivergate. They have been serving the Nashville area for more than 28 years with a long-standing tradition of providing outstanding customer service to anyone who steps on their lot. Whether you're looking to buy, lease, or service your vehicle, you can be sure that their team will dedicate themselves to your individual needs. They also offer much more than just legendary customer service. They will help you find the vehicle that fits your lifestyle, personality, and most importantly, your budget. If you like what you hear, then simply call to schedule an appointment at 615-865-7220. Again, that's 615-865-7220. Or you can just stop by at 1550-1550 Gallatin Pike North in Madison. And check them out on the web at NissanOfRivergate.com. And look, you can trust me. Not only am I a spokesperson, but I'm a customer. That's Nissan of Rivergate, where your dollar always goes farther.
Hey Nashville, this is Crazy Charlie Sonia, and it's time to put 2020 in the rearview mirror as I tell you all about Bongo Java. Nashville's oldest and most celebrated coffee company now is also located in the Omni Nashville Hotel. Bongo Java's expert baristas take pride in their trade, serving up fresh, locally roasted coffee and fresh baked goods all day long. For me, there's no better way to start the day than with the Egg McBongo. It's perfect. A fried egg with cheddar jack cheese on an English muffin. That paired with a cup of coffee is the best way to start your day at Bongo Java in the Omni Nashville Hotel. You can kick back and listen to the spin of vinyl records while enjoying a board game or two with all of your best friends. Open at 7, 7 days a week and brewing up till 2, Bongo Java adds to the great Omni Nashville Hotel experience. That's Bongo Java, located in the Omni Nashville Hotel, 5th Avenue, downtown.
Get all your NASCAR news every weekday right here on the Final Lap. Hey, it's Kerry Murphy, and this week features news from Pitbull joining NASCAR, paint schemes coming out of the Hendrick Motorsports camp, as well as what happened at this past weekend's Chili Bowl. So grab all the latest NASCAR news, race recaps, driver interviews, stats, and info every single weekday right here.
Hey, gang, I'm Brendan Gaughan, and you're listening to the Final Lap with Kerry Murphy.
Don't forget to like us at facebook.com/thefinallap. We'd appreciate it. Every single weekday right here.
Your exclusive Nashville Radio WNSR SkyScan forecast for this morning. Decreasing clouds, high 48. Increasing clouds tonight, low 35. Partly sunny tomorrow, high 51. Mostly cloudy tomorrow night, low 29. Wednesday night, partly cloudy, but a chance of showers, low 38. Utilizing the resource of the Weatherbug Network and Nashville Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's Bob Stye.
Sports Radio WNSR.
Call 615-844-5600. Get in on the Bill King Show.
This is Lieutenant Commander Worf of the USS Enterprise. This is Bill's No Balls of Steel.
Nomination here, Allen in Tampa. Balls of Steel to the pole dancer. Hooked up a sugar daddy. And as a pet monkey, you can't make this bleep up, Bill. Balls of Steel.
Bill's Balls of Steel.
Yeah, she goes by the name of Pole Assassin. And apparently part of her routine when performing includes a monkey. Now, I didn't know about this until, well, part of this morning. The other part, I didn't really know about until last week. No, that not Sark. Not Sark. Another coach. I mean, it's all over Twitter. You can find it. Wonder if Nikki and Banks ever had this conversation. Well, no. Nick was too busy winning another natty. You're not gonna sidetrack Nick. But I wonder if he ever had the conversation, hey, your business is your business, but it better not be interfering with this gig here. Actually, that guy's considered a hell of a recruiter. I know all of you are gonna make a bunch of jokes about that on the side, but he is quite known as the recruiter, and I mean a football player's. Quit being demented here. Stop with the jokes. One other note, we'll get a call. M. Roos says, Bill, how about this? It's a tweet from 11 Warriors. 11 Warriors is a noted Buckeye site, well known. Says, 20 years ago today, Jim Tressel, the sweater vest, delivered his famous 310 days speech. It was a basketball game, a Buckeye basketball game. Tressel, the newly announced coach, spoke to the crowd and says, the Michigan thing's about to end, and it did. Matter of fact, 20 years ago, how many wins? I know the Luke Fickell, ill-fated 2011 season was one. I think there's two wins for Michigan in there. Somebody bean count me on that. I think that's right. So Jim Tressel's speech, where he calls out for the world to see the enemy for them, which is Michigan, and not only did he call them out to stir it up and to say, this ends now, but he was right. He wasn't just popping off with nothing to back it up. He was correct in what he said and what he predicted and what he said was about to happen. How about that? Jim up in Ramsey. What's up, Jim?
Good morning, Bill. You got to love the monkey stories.
I can't make it up.
Have you noticed that on Twitter? Have you seen all that on Twitter?
I didn't see it, but I'm going to look for it.
Yeah.
I love stuff like that. We used to have a girl that they used to be this bar down at the Jersey Shore called Murph and Cheryl's, and they used to have 300-pound Donna on a trapeze. Now that wouldn't be politically correct.
No.
Back in the early 80s.
You could get by with it. Yeah.
Yes, it was all about entertainment value, Bill, you know. Hey, how does Oklahoma let Trey Sermon leave freaking Norman?
I don't think they cared. They didn't care. Now, you got to remember, he was coming off a bad knee injury, a horrible knee injury. And they always have several running backs. I don't think they cared at all. I don't think there was a fight or an attempt to keep him or we love you, please stay. I don't think there was anything like that.
What a great story that is for him. God bless him. That's a great story.
Let's add to the story. He transfers, and the place he decides to go, Ohio State, happens to be in a league that cancels, and he doesn't even think he's going to play.
Yeah.
Like, how about that? I mean, there was a stretch of how many weeks where this guy's thinking, what in the heck just happened to me? I transferred to Ohio State. We're not even playing a season.
Yeah, why didn't I take Tulsa or something like that? Right?
He's from Marietta. I'm sure Georgia Tech would have taken him in. Jeff Collins.
No. I hope Jeff Collins can build Georgia Tech back up.
Year three. Now, he's got a good-looking young quarterback, played as a freshman. He's got a good-looking young tailback. He's recruited pretty well.
Bill, I couldn't believe how nice Georgia Tech was. Even, like, the stadium, the campus. When I did my little South tour back in May, one of my friends that I went to school with in Iran, he went to Georgia Tech, and he took me on a tour of the campus. I mean, the facilities there, absolutely beautiful. It's all that lottery money, Bill.
Well, and you can hit a tee shot from that campus to the Omni.
Oh, really? I didn't realize that.
It's all right there. Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, Tech's nice. I've always liked it over there. Right, folks, right in downtown Atlanta. You're right in the heart of it.
Hey, Bill, now that Urban Meyer's going to the NFL, this is one of those chicken or the egg questions, but do you think coaching in the NFL where you don't have to deal with recruiting, I mean, you do have to deal with free agents, but usually there's a general manager that's overseeing that. Do you think it's a lot easier than kissing kids' fannies trying to get them to come to your school?
It's a preferred lifestyle for many because it is, you know, football, and you know this, I mean, even if you're in high school, football requires very long hours. I mean, I remember the junior high coach over here that my son played at a couple of years ago in junior high said he spent 12, 14 hours a day. You know, now, again, that kind of job's thankless because you're having to do everything. But it's long hours no matter who you are. But the NFL lifestyle does not involve going and sitting in Johnny Five-Star's living room and asking if you can kiss his feet, right? But here's the thing about Urban. Urban liked that. Urban's a heck of a recruiter. So I don't think that's a thing for him. I just think it's a new challenge with all these resources. You get to move to Jacksonville, which all my Florida buddies say is a dump, but I've always liked Jacksonville. And
South Georgia.
It's just all it is. It's not even Florida. It's South Georgia, right? It's yeah. Might as well be Valdosta to Allen and Tampa. But no, it's I'm looking forward to it. I'll be watching a lot more than I would have.
No, absolutely. No, I mean, he's a great coach. He's won everywhere he's ever been.
Yep.
You know, and people like him. But you know what, Bill? I just hope that with college football, I know you don't want the expansion, but I hope the doors open up for some other teams to get some visibility and to make an impact. Because right now, I mean, it really is Clemson, Ohio State, and Alabama You know, it's like the, you know, everyone else is below them. And I almost feel bad for Clemson because they're kind of in the middle between, you know, it's kind of like a triangle, but they're in between Ohio State and Alabama. I mean, everyone's recruiting nationally now, but they really are right in the middle.
Jim, have a good day, sir. Stay in touch. Appreciate it,
Bill. Take care.
Yeah, appreciate the call very much. We got to get the break here. Balls of Steel nominations, got several to get to. And anything else you'd like to get into this morning, last 30 minutes of this Monday edition, Omni Nashville Hotel.
You are listening to The Bill King Show, the only college football radio show proven to make you smarter about college football.
Good morning. Traffic still moving right along as we check it out live. 65 down through Madison. Sure, there's been a couple of mishaps out here in the last hour or so as they wrap up that wreck over in Hermitage. It appeared to be non-injury. 5,000 block of OHB. Traffic still not too bad right now on 65 coming up through Brentwood and Franklin. Check out the Andre Chicken Sandwich now available at Prince's Hot Chicken. You can order online at princesshotchicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Texting enrolls you into reoccurring automated text messages. Message and data rates may apply.
Come on, one more rep. You got this.
10.
There it is. Nice work, man. You're a beast.
Thanks, man. I feel better than I have in years. And I got to tell you, taking Nugenix makes a huge difference for me.
Nugenix? That's the testosterone booster with TV ads with Frank Thomas. The big hurt, right?
Oh, yeah. This is a legit product. The key ingredient is Testofen, which helps boost free testosterone levels and increase lean muscle mass.
Well, it's clearly working for you. Hey, are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try for themselves?
Yeah, Nugenix is a great way to increase lean muscle and feel stronger with more energy and endurance.
Man, I need to get a complimentary bottle of Nugenix.
No problem. You just got to send them a text. Text STREAK to 321-321 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Nugenix samples are not available in stores, so text STREAK to 321-321 right now. Text STREAK to 321-321. That's STREAK to 321-321.
Our biggest storage event just got stronger. The Store More, Save More event going on now at the Home Depot. Get exclusive HDX black and yellow tough totes starting at just $4.98. They're heavy duty, durable, and come in a range of sizes from 7 to 70 gallons. So whether you need to store a little or store a lot, you're going to save loads. Make room for big savings at the Store More, Save More event going on now at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. Limited time only. Event and dates vary by store. See store for details.
Pennington Distilling Company is a proud sponsor of WNSR's Pickin' with the Pickers with Greg Pogue and John Burton. Pickers Vodka, Pickers Unplugged Seltzers, and canned cocktails are all available and made right here in Nashville, along with the award-winning Davidson Reserve line of whiskeys and Whisper Creek, Tennessee Sippin' Cream. Learn more by touring the distillery in the nation's neighborhood, by following Pennington Distilling Company on social media, or online at PenningtonDistillingCo.com.
The George Plaster Show.
It's great. You finally landed in a place where you're going to thrive with the greatest people on sports radio, pretty much.
Weekdays starting at 2.
It's sports talk the way it should be.
The George Plaster Show.
Man, it's great to have you back, my friend.
The George Plaster Show.
This is going to be that much better now with George on afternoons, man. I can't wait, man.
George Plaster. Weekdays starting at 2 on WNSR Nashville Sports Radio. Nobody knows more about college football history than Bill King.
Can we get some balls around here?
Link Norman Buckeye. Bill, I'm catching up on hour two. Heard you talking about the Ohio State quarterback and who's next. We've been led to believe C.J. Stroud has the edge over Jack Miller. But Kyle McCord coming in as a freshman is expected to also compete. That's going to be interesting to watch how that's vetted, how that ends up. Golden Domer 98. Bill, some of these guys in the portal, the He-Gone Gateway, looks like they are transferring just because they are so in love with being recruited and not playing. Some of these kids are putting out their top threes and acting like they're still in high school. Yeah, the portal is interesting, and it's also somewhat of a, I don't want to say a scam. I mean, it's legit. But this, it's like people are throwing their name in like it's some lottery ticket. They're going to be players, bunches of them, without a home. Well, without a home that's paid for. Let's put it that way. See, right now, and I saw somebody tweet this yesterday, one of the biggest lies tweeted about college football is the players get nothing. And people just tweet it like it's the old, if you say it enough, even if it's a lie, it becomes true, right? Players get tons of stuff, including cash. Legally, NCAA legally. But it's going to be a lot of players with no place to go. You're not guaranteed. It's like they think that since they've already been on scholarship, that they just transfer and it's guaranteed. There's nothing that guarantees a damn thing for you if you transfer. And the school where you left is not obligated to take you back. You have no safety net. Now, if you're good enough, it won't matter. Somebody will take you in, right? You'll find a spot. But there's a bunch of people doing this that aren't good enough. And I don't know what they're thinking. Because that freebie deal you had, classes, books, dorm or apartment, all the weight room, lavish weight rooms, the academic support that's free, the medical, which is free, the everything that is free, the food, unlimited, and the cash in your pocket, full cost of attendance, what they call it, I guess. That none of that is guaranteed to you. That could go from being worth $100,000 a year, whatever it is, $50,000 to $100,000 a year, to zero. And they're transferring like it's nothing. Just somebody will take me. Yeah, I'm with you. But it's not going to change anything. Not at all. Karen's got a nomination, Crazy Charlie. Balls of Steel to Coach Banks. Hook 'em, and then it's a picture of Banks with his girlfriend called the Pole Assassin, but the monkey is not in the picture. It's just the two of these lovebirds together. He has left Alabama to join Sark. No, TB Tommy's not even there. He's joining Sark. They were together at Alabama. Now they're together in Austin. So, Crazy Charlie, Balls of Steel.
Bill's Balls of Steel.
Allen. Bill, does the monkey get paid in food like bananas or dollar bills? I do not know. Apparently, the monkey is part of her routine when she's performing. There's pictures of this. And it's the picture I got was not... No. The routine was... everybody was in close. So don't even. West Coast Sooner, Bill. Sermon was third on the depth chart. After he got hurt, Brooks setting out was unexpected, or else he could have perhaps played for us. He wasn't going to get reps, that is. He wanted being behind Brooks and Stevenson at Oklahoma. Jeff, too. Bill, since the sweater vest speech, 310-day famous speech. He used the term 310 days. That was the number of days till the Michigan game, right? Football game. 20 years ago, according to Emrus and 11 Warriors, at a basketball game, Buckeye game, 20 years ago today, the sweater vest announced to the audience, this Michigan bleep's about to end. Not only did he say this in a very braggadocious way, but it's been backed up. Jeff, too, did the math. Ohio State, since then, since that speech, is 17-2 versus Michigan. Two wins for Michigan were 0-3 And, of course, Luke Fickell, 11. I wonder if the sweater vest said in his famous speech, not only is this Michigan thing, this losing to them, going to end, but my career will include a natty, playing in other games for a natty, but then crashing and burning because I want to protect a guy named Terrell Pryor, a guy you have not heard of yet. I will crash and burn in the name of Tattoo Gate for some idiotic reason that I don't need to be crashing and burning in. But I'm going down. I'll do a lot of good things before then. I'll run a really slow, well, not so slow, but a boring offense. Remember, Buckeye fans became incredibly bored with the sweater vest. Oh, he won a lot. He won tons. Won a natty. Huge upset Miami game. But he'd get into an early season MAC game and be up 17-14 in the third quarter, and it would make Buckeyes so mad. See, Urban didn't play that crap. Urban had those kind of games done about, 10 minutes in, right? Sweater vest and that boring offense would be jerking around with some MAC team that didn't need to be on the same field with them, and the Buckeyes weren't busting a grip. Remember that? The style of play, even though they were winning big, was irritating the bejesus out of the Buckeye fan base. I'd hear from them every day. They would let me know about it every day. Karen sending more pictures. If you follow Karen, then you can see these pictures. It's the pole assassin doing what she apparently does. And her little buddy, the monkey, is there, actually on the pole. She's standing next to the pole. She's got clothes on, although it's scantily. I'm not going to retweet it. If you want to see it, you can see it. And it's her with her little buddy hanging out. Yeah, Perry Mason said, Bill, I was away from the show for a little bit, and then I came back. What in the heck's going on? I don't know, Perry. Things happen. Yeah, things just happen like they always happen on the show. Boy, what a fast one, though. 3 hours has gone pretty swift here. One more break on this Monday edition, presented by our good friends at the Omni Nashville Hotel.
Bill King Show, brought to you by the palatial, lovely Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. Traffic still moving right along as we check it out live. 65 down through Madison. Sure, there's been a couple of mishaps out here in the last hour or so as they wrap up that wreck over in Hermitage. Appeared to be non-injury. 5,000 block of OHB. Traffic still not too bad right now on 65 coming up through Brentwood and Franklin. Check out the Andre Chicken Sandwich now available at Prince's Hot Chicken. You can order online at princesshotchicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
The award-winning Bob's Steak and Chop House, located in the Omni Nashville Hotel, is a nationally renowned steakhouse specializing in the finest corn-fed Midwestern prime beef. The menu formula is simple. Incredible meat, gigantic shrimp, fabulous salads, and decadent desserts. Classic steakhouse food prepared and presented in a manner that Bon Appetit calls the kind of fare you'll want to go back for again and again. Voted one of the top 50 restaurants in the country by Travel and Leisure magazine, and one of only 11 steakhouses in America that serves A5 Wagyu beef. Bob's Steak and Chop House is ready to host your private holiday parties and get-togethers. And if you need a stocking stuffer, there's no better gift than a Bob's Steak and Chop House gift card. To book your private holiday party, call 615-761-3707. Located downtown at the Omni Nashville Hotel, Bob's Steak and Chop House.
I'm Blair Durham from Bart Durham Injury Law. We are open 24/7. Our team is working remotely so that we can stay connected during these times. We can get to work for you without a face-to-face meeting. We will get through this together. Our firm has been here 50 years and plan on 50 more. During scary times like these, we have to stay connected. Check out our social media to see how we can help our community and friends. I'm Blair Durham. We will get through this together.
What in the hell's an internet?
Nashville Sports Radio has been covering Music City for over 20 years. From your radio dial to the App Store, there's no reason you should be without Nashville Sports Radio. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Nash Sports Radio. We would have a TikTok account, but we're old and we don't know what that is. From live games to live streaming, at Nash Sports Radio has you covered. Download the Nashville Sports app to your phone now, or the puppy gets it.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Skyscan forecast for this morning. Decreasing clouds, high 48. Increasing clouds tonight, low 35. Partly sunny tomorrow, high 51. Mostly cloudy tomorrow night, low 29. Wednesday night, partly cloudy, but a chance of showers, low 38. Utilizing the resource of the Weatherbug Network on Nashville Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's Bob Stye.
Sports Radio WNSR.
Body clock is set to college football and nothing else. It's Bill King.
You're listening to The Bill King Show, the only college football radio show proven to make you smarter.
No balls at all.
Have you downloaded the FanDuel Sportsbook app? You need to. If you're in Tennessee, basketball is back. You know what that means. It's time to fire up the FanDuel Sportsbook app. And you can sign up. It's very easy. From the opening tip to the final buzzer, so many ways you could bet on FanDuel. Big, huge range of betting options. There's money lines, spreads, overs, unders, player props, parlays, futures. Find whatever bet you're looking for at FanDuel, because they have tons of options for you. Also, you'll like the live betting. It's easy to place your bet fast during a game if you see a trend that you like. It's the perfect time to sign up. I'm telling you, right now is the time. If you sign up today, you can place your first bet on FanDuel risk-free. That's right. They'll give you up to $1,000 back if you don't win. And when you do win, FanDuel pays your winnings in as little as 24 hours. You don't have to track down some shady bookie for your money. Just do me a favor. When you download the FanDuel Sportsbook app, sign up with the promo code BKING. That's B-K-I-N-G. So they know I'm the one that sent you. That's FanDuel Sportsbook, promo code BKING. Got to be 21. Must be present in Tennessee. Site credit is non-withdrawable and expires 14 days after receipt. Terms apply. See sportsbook.fanduel.com for details. For problem gambling and support, call 800-889-9789. FanDuel. There you go. Yeah, I tell you what, a lot of people are having fun with it. My son, who's, what is he, 22 now? He's about to head off to dental school, but he's enjoying it. I had, before it became legal in Tennessee and all these casinos or all these companies started in Tennessee marketing, and of course our relationship is with FanDuel, I had a Bet Online account, which is in Costa Rica, right? And first of all, they got in a bunch of trouble. I told you their owner got killed. Actually, got kidnapped, and they asked for ransom money, and then they killed him. That's true. The head guy, and he's from West Virginia. Happened a couple of years ago. Anyways, I had a Bet Online account, and we'd use it for those parlays and had a lot of fun with it. But with all these new promotions, they're now trying to get in the game with promotions. I got an email. I lost my username and password. I don't even know what it is. So I haven't logged on to that thing in a year, probably. And I'm not going to. I'm going to use FanDuel. But what's the deal? Oh, they're trying to get here. Three emails over the weekend from them, and I know they're sending them out to everybody. Oh, NFL playoffs, claim your $250 risk-free bet. Now, I don't know. What I do with Bet Online back in when we had it is people always say, well, Bill, how do you ensure safety? I say, well, do what I do. Put $100 in there, and if they steal it from you, then so what? I mean, that's what you do. Just don't expose yourself much. I never tried to collect because there was never enough money in there to want to collect. But I wonder if anybody ever had trouble. I think Rob in the 210 in San Antonio, who's a A-list guy when it comes to this kind of stuff. He's very smart. He said he never had any trouble with them. But anyways, I'm not messing with them. Now that we've got FanDuel here, that's all we need. Yeah, that's all we need here. And for all of you listening in other places, I apologize, but this is only good for the state of Tennessee. This is a state-by-state thing. I'd say over the next 3-4 years, though, every state's probably going to be. Because Tennessee is a very, overall, a pretty conservative state. If it gets cleared here, it's going to get cleared in a lot of others. Shannon in South Bend, Crazy Charlie, one more nomination here. It says, Balls of Steel to the Fighting Irish, being the only team to upset the number one team in the country during the season, and to the Notre Dame student body for being the only fan base to storm the field after a big win. No social distancing required. Balls of Steel, Notre Dame.
Bill's Balls of Steel.
Kind of interesting. Have you seen these politicians now saying the same ones now? It's so ironic. We better start opening up the economy. This is getting silly. Wow. Just wow. Yeah. Better start. Also, have you seen these studies out? It's everywhere. Going to classroom has shown no indication that the coronavirus spreads because kids are in class. None. Just absolutely amazing. All that's going on out there right now. Tomorrow. Oh, yeah, tomorrow. There will be a guesting. Tuesdays, we guessed it up a little bit. Gator Dave will be with us. He joins us. Buck will be with us, Charles R. Buckle, and Griff. Last week, something happened with Griff that has never, ever happened before. He actually slept through. I don't know if he had a day off or something from his Dog Nation gig or what, but the reason why Crazy Charlie could not get him is he slept in. Now, he had some surgery the day before, and I didn't ask what it was, but he said he was a little groggy, but no, I heard from him right after the show, somewhere in there, and well, actually during the show. It was late, and look, we love Griff. Griff never does that. If something like that happens with Griff, I would say it comes under the category of unavoidable. Griff is Griff's money. Griff ain't a no-show guy, you know. If Griff says, I'm going to do it, then he does. But Griff will be back with us tomorrow. Like I said, if you want to give me an idea about a guest, I will consider it. I'll never guarantee it because you never know. And it's got to be something that moves the needle. But if you have an idea about a guest, to get on. No, Karen, I'm not going to put on Catch. First of all, Catch was on last week, and I'm not going to put him on just so you can giggle about the coach who left Alabama for the University of Texas, who left his family for a stripper and a monkey. I'm not going to do that. Yeah, that's not – you don't schedule people for a story like that. You just don't. I would never do that. I would never put that. I don't even know if Catch knows. You think Catch knows the story? Well, he probably does because I'm sure Karen sent him all the stuff. Yeah, I'm sure Karen has sent him all the proof he may need. If that dude goes out and recruits like they say he can, I don't think anybody's going to care about the stripper friend and the monkey. I don't think anybody. They'll say, did he sign Johnny Five Star? Good enough for me. Yeah, good enough. @CrazyCharlie615 on Twitter. at Billow's Kick. Good to be back Monday. See, today, I love Mondays because I don't pre-plan the show. I literally, when the music starts to start the show, I don't know where we're going. I know it's a college football theme, but I do not know where we're going. And it just happens. I love those shows. They're exhilarating. We'll be back tomorrow morning. Lash Pop.
We beat your ass this way. I'll let you, Bill. You boys are so lame, man.
Ha, 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 ha